This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello, back on The Usual Suspects. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on an F Yeah Friday. Our comedian is Mitch Hedberg. We've already run one clip. We will have two more along the way. Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory there. I had Kelvin Sampson on in the first hour after the big Cougs win last night, so that was big and good to talk to Coach as well. And we'll continue to roll on. If there's something that you want to get off your chest, you have on your mind, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, give something away so I can win. No.
Wow.
I mean, we are going to do a giveaway later. I'm going to give away two tickets to my show tomorrow. But
Why don't you give away a copy of Love and Laughter?
Yeah, well, I'm going to record this number. It ends in 2213, so we'll give that to the intern, and now you won't win. How's that? I'm just kidding. If you call and win, you win, but it's not going to – we're not going to stack the deck for you, texter friend.
We've always been ask and you shall not receive.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Somebody I wanted to know where the show was. They said, I live in Atascocita and work in Seco Ranch. That's a nice drive. Where is the show? It's called The Hop Stop in Humble. The Hop Stop. I always mess it up. I wanted to say the hop spot and the hopscotch. It's the Hop Stop in Humble is where it's going to be tomorrow. I don't know what time it starts.
Well, that's good.
I kind of need to look that up, I guess.
You're kind of a big deal. You're part of the deal. You probably need to be there.
I'm actually going last. So, I mean, just between us girls, I'm probably not going to get there until halfway through the show.
Of course, after headlining, you're going to back clean up. We know these things.
But, like, the show's over 2 hours. Now, most comedy shows are 90 minutes. So, I'm doing a headlining set. Del Cheeseman's doing a headlining set. That's an hour and a half.
Right.
Of just two guys doing headlining sets. But then there's two features, Trey Tutson and Ben Jackson, and they'll probably do at least 20 minutes. And then Nathaniel Amador is the host who will host both blocks. It's going to be like a two and a half hour show. So if you go, you're getting your money's worth. You're going to get a lot of comedy. But I'm like, I'm not showing up until halfway through. I'm not going to sit through an entire comedy show twice.
Now you're too big to support your other comedians?
Well, you know. I mean, I've seen all of them. We've seen each other's jokes a million times. I could probably do Andy Huggins' set word for word.
Yeah, I believe
so. You see them, and it's like, I don't need to see that again. I'm going to show up a little late.
Will you come on stage or wherever they have you set up, if it's a smaller venue, with your championship belt and large check from the Camel? Right?
I might. Okay. You know I didn't get no damn check.
Well, that's right.
I wonder if they ever paid. I need to look into that.
You probably should.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sam Houston Race Park ever sent a check to St. Jude.
Because we can split it three ways.
No, it's for St. Jude.
It's for the children, Nick. It's for the kids.
Oh, okay.
What? Jeez.
I thought you'd get a check, too.
No, I didn't get a check. I didn't get paid for that. I put my life on the line.
Or is it just a trophy that you win?
I didn't get a trophy, and you know it. You know what? Jerk. First you post the banana clip, and now this? I can't work under these conditions.
But isn't that the rules? If I win something, I would split it with you guys.
No.
If you win something, you wouldn't split it with me.
No.
That's never been the case.
You know why that's not terrible. The rule? Because I don't think you're winning anything.
Are we the usual
suspects?
Probably not. I'm just trying to cop on whatever you guys
you're
win.
Not winning. Yeah, you're just trying to gravy train off of us, and that's not good.
Well.
I looked up, we were talking about the lineups for the All-Star game, the celebrity game.
Yeah.
I have the rosters if you want to hear them.
Bring them.
I have no idea who half these people are. I do know some of them. So Team Clippers is Anthony Anderson from Black-ish.
Yep.
Brad Armstrong, actor and social media star, which it's sad to say that that's a new line now. You can be like, so what are you, an actor? You a comedian? You an athlete? No, I'm a social media star. Oh, so you just have a lot of followers on a social media platform. Yeah, and then I make videos. And most of the time, they're just not that funny.
So the chick that made the Friday, you are actually her.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Because she got, Miles Brown from Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Wynn Butler from Arcade Fire.
No clue.
Nick, anything?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Did you say Brad Armstrong? I thought that was a wrestler, honestly.
I thought it was a guy from
I think he was a wrestler
Raymond,
for like WCW a long time ago.
He's an actor and a social media star.
I would have never known.
Common, who is an actor
I know
and
who
a
he
rapper.
Yeah, we know Common.
Andre DeGrasse, Olympic sprinter.
Negative.
No idea. Stephanie Dolson from the WNBA's Chicago Sky. Joel knew who that was.
No chance.
I had no idea.
Jamie Foxx. Yay! Yep. A name. I recognize name Anthony right Anderson. I recognize Common, and I recognize Jamie Foxx.
Right.
Actor, singer, musician. Paul Pierce.
Is playing?
Is playing on Team Clippers.
Well, there'll be no Isaiah Thomas video in the building.
They list him as they list him as an NBA legend and ESPN analyst.
Normally when they bring the legends, like Rick Fox came in bigger than the Goodyear blimp one
done.
Year.
I'm okay. not done. Dasha Polanco, actress and activist. Okay.
Oh, no activist idea. Added to the list.
Bubba Watson, two-time Masters champion.
Currently 5-under and in second place.
Oh.
In the
and
Genesis
the open. Last person on Team Clippers, Jason Williams, NBA.
White chocolate?
NBA legend.
Oh, is that what he is?
That's why I said I'm not done. There's another, quote, NBA legend on Team Clippers.
So white chocolate.
Is it
NBA
white chocolate?
Legend.
There's two Jason Williams now.
Well, the other one killed a limo driver, so I don't know if they're going to be promoting that.
Maybe
I would
that's
assume...
why. You don't always have to be a legend for good things.
Do we have a profile?
No, it just says Jason Williams. That's it.
Because
no,
we know
no
what teams
picture.
He played for.
Nope, it just says NBA legend. All right, let me get to Team Lakers now.
You're teasing it. Everybody would watch this game now.
Yeah, no, White Chocolate would be trying to make a pass to...
He played in the 3-on-3 league,
Win
so.
Butler. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Team Lakers is Sterling Brim.
Crickets.
Porn star, maybe?
Nope. MTV's Ridiculousness.
Of course he is.
Nick Cannon, actor, recording artist, and star of MTV's Wildin' Out.
Turban wearer, too. Do you think he wears it tonight?
I don't know. I doubt it. Terrence Crawford, the boxer.
Yep. Know him.
Rachel D'Amita. NBA 2K TV host, actress, and model. Well, she's. I'm gonna have to look her up. It says model, so I will.
In the break,
we'll do some investigating. No, I'm going right now. Oh. Jerry Ferrara on Stars that, Power,
but Jerry Ferrara is also Turtle from Entourage.
Yeah, D'Amita looks nice.
Okay, does she?
Yeah.
Jerry Ferrara was Turtle on Entourage before whatever he's doing now.
Yes, she does. Rachel. Yeah.
D'Amita.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not terrible to look at. Mark Lazary,
owner of the Bucks,
co-owner of the Bucks, playing in the celebrity
played last
game
time too.
Okay, Tracy McGrady, NBA legend, ESPN analyst.
Oh, blinky.
Caleb McLaughlin from Netflix Stranger Things. Caleb McLaughlin.
Okay.
Now I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I would recognize the character. Let me see. Let me Google the face. Oh, okay.
He's just a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah. Candace Parker, WNBA Los Angeles Sparks. Nate Robinson, NBA legend.
NBA do-over champ. He won the dunk contest by doing a dunk over like 15 times.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
Drew
crazy.
Scott from HGTV's Property Brothers and Chris Wu, actor, singer, and music producer. So there's
Drew Scott's
your lineup.
One of the twin brothers that do that fix-up
Property
show.
Brothers, yeah. I wouldn't know which one. And the coaches of, like you said, Rachel Nichols is coaching the Team Lakers along with Tracy McGrady and Michael B. Jordan. The coaches for Team Clippers, Katie Nolan, Paul Pierce, and Common.
So if you're billing this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
You tune in for Michael Jordan as one of the coaches of the celebrity game. You don't want to miss it. And by the way, we don't know which Jason Williams is going to show up. Tune in and find out. It's either White Chocolate or the dude that killed
his limo driver. Will Jason Williams kill it or will he kill it?
Oh.
Up next. First ever.
And will it melt in your mouth? Not in your hand.
First ever 4-point line. Yeah, let me.
Gimmicky.
I don't know what this is. The Ruffles, the official chip of the NBA, which, okay. Can we stop for a second? Why does the NBA have an official chip? Is that a big thing in the NBA, chips? Are they like, man, you know what? There's so many chips in the NBA that we've got to have an official chip sponsor of the NBA. Is that a thing now where people are like, sorry, you know how they only let you, well, didn't the NFL won't let you wear Beats on the field? You have to wear whatever sponsoring the NFL.
That sounds about right.
I think the NBA does that too.
I think they did do that though in the NFL.
Does the NBA do that or is it individually?
I have no idea.
So is it like you can't be caught eating some Doritos? It's got to be Ruffles because that's the official chip of the NBA.
They would always let, what's his name, Marshawn Lynch eat his Skittles on the side.
So here's the deal. For the team itself, right, if it's a team-sanctioned thing, right, you have to be, but it all you have to be careful about that stuff, but also your team sponsorship trumps the NBA sponsorship. So say the official beer of the NBA, or the official vehicle of the NBA is Kia. right?
But Toyota.
But Toyota in the Toyota Center can have, unless it's a national game, and then they'll come in and they'll re-logo.
What the scores.
Oh, wow. At least the scores table.
Okay, which is all digital now, so they just.
They can flip it, yeah.
Yeah, well, now it's all screens, I believe.
A lot of it is, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's the first ever four-point line, and the potato chip brand will unveil the game's first ever four-point line, dubbed The Ridge.
Of course it is.
Jesus. The four-point line, which first featured in NBA 2K18, will appear during the second half of the All-Star Celebrity Game. And be reminiscent of the Ridges and Ruffles potato chips. So it could actually be like a bump in there? That's just dumb.
That's weird.
That's just dumb. Stop it. Now I'm hungry. Chips. I need to go to Cowboys and Indians, get some food. I wish I wouldn't have ran out of time and been late today, because I probably would have stopped the Cowboys and Indians for lunch. And I suggest that if you haven't eaten already, you head on over to 1901 Taft in Midtown. But if you already had lunch, get it for dinner. The cool thing about Cowboys and Indians is you can have it delivered. You can use DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, the three major popular apps to have food delivered to your home. We'll deliver Cowboys and Indians directly to your door. You can't beat that. And I tell you, you can't beat the food. Every listener that has heard me talk about Cowboys and Indians that has gone and tried it has said the same thing. It was better than even you hyped it up to be. I'm not making that up. The non-quesadillas are some of the best in the business. I love them. Joel loves them. Nick gets them every time he goes there. We get it as an appetizer before we eat the rest of their food. And if you want to try the non-quesadillas, head on over to 1901 Taft in Midtown to Cowboys and Indians and mention me. Mention ESPN 97.5. You'll get 20% off what is quickly becoming their world-famous non-quesadillas. But they don't just stop there. They've got the best butter chicken in Houston. One of the best hamburgers that you can get in this city. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. I dubbed it one of the best in the city, but I'm telling you, people that have tried it have agreed. Wing sliders, chicken curry, chicken fried steak. It's called Cowboys and Indians for a reason. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian foods, so you can get that mixture and get everything that you want, from Indian food to Southern comfort to appetizers. You can eat healthy there. They've got it all, plus a full-service bar, TVs everywhere. Why won't you go out and try it? 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook for more information. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, almost to the midway point of the big show. Covering some ground, doing some things.
Saying some words.
Yeah, that's kind of what
having
we do.
Having some stuff.
On a daily basis.
I got to play this clip, my bad.
On an F Yeah Friday.
Yeah. Our comedian of the week, Mitch Hedberg. We usually play clips at 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15. So here's another joke from our comedian of the week, Mitch Hedberg.
I got a do not disturb sign on my hotel door. It says do not disturb. It's time to go with don't disturb. It's been do not for too long. We need to embrace the contraction. Don't disturb. Do not psychs you out. Do. All right, I get to disturb this guy. Not sh- I need to read faster.
There you go.
It is.
Mitch Hedberg.
My favorite joke from Mitch Hedberg. And he's got, like I said, he's the king of like one-liners and short jokes. Not short jokes like little people jokes, but just the fact that the jokes aren't long and drawn out.
Quick hitters? Kind of similar to Andy Huggins?
Very similar. And you saw Andy this past weekend.
Yeah, so quick gut punch type of.
Yeah, you're going to, in a minute, they tell you to be a good comedian, you should get 4 laughs a minute. If you can make someone laugh 4 times in a minute for 30 minutes or for 45 minutes, you're doing good. And guys like Andy Huggins and Mitch Hedberg are probably getting 6-7 laughs because their jokes are so short in length. And one of my all-time favorites was, he said, it's short and to the point. He just says, rice is great if you want 2,000 of something. That's just so smart. Like, you can't, who thinks of that? You got to have a, your brain has to be wired a different way to think of stuff like that. But if you've never listened to Mitch Hedberg, you know, like Spotify, or you can buy his albums on like iTunes and stuff like that. I suggest it. It's
you
really
said
good.
He cut an album here.
He did. It's what's it, what did I tell you the name of it was? Strategic Grill Locations is the name of it. He cut it in 99 at the last stop. So yeah, good good stuff from Mitch Hedberg. I was introduced to him. I hadn't heard of him. This was before I got in comedy, but somebody just loaned me one of his CDs, and I fell in love with his jokes and how smart he is and how funny he is. And I love, he's very self-deprecating. Like, if he does a joke and it doesn't work, he'll just go, huh, yeah, that was stupid. Mm-hmm. And he'll, and then that makes you laugh, just the fact that he'll acknowledge it. So,
okay,
good stuff.
All right, your boy wants to get in here. Fort Worth Jay on a Friday. F is for Fort Worth in this
case.
What's
up, fellas? I honestly just wanted to kind of tell y'all that that was a funny-ass joke y'all just played. That's it. Y'all have a good weekend, man.
Appreciate it,
go
Jay.
Go see Black Panther if you can.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we're going to go. No, I appreciate you calling. Had you never listened to Mitch Hedberg, Jay?
No, I've never heard it before, but I'm going to check him out now. That's the first joke I heard, and when he said it was confusing, that was funny, man.
Yeah.
Like, when he dropped that S-bomb, I literally laughed. I almost missed my turn.
You'll like it, dude.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
You'll like it, man. Check him out. Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend, Jay.
Yeah, I really need to make time to go see Black Panther this weekend as well.
He does have a lot of, you know, despite, he'll be, you know, he's passed away for almost 13 years. He'll be 13 years, I think, at the end of March.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of content.
He does.
You
he's
got mean? A it's ton not like of it's albums. Short and... of content. I don't know how long his career was, but he does have a lot of content.
Yeah, and like I said, man, he even talked about the fact somebody was interviewing him in Austin and said, well, how did you – why you're like Elvis in Houston. This town loved him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was huge here. That's why he cut an album here, because when you cut an album, you need the place packed, and it needs to be people that are fans of you so that they're laughing at your setups, not just your punchlines. You want as much laughing on that album as you can get. And if you film it or record it in a place where people love you, you're going to get that. So it doesn't surprise me that he would cut an album here because he was huge down here.
So you're recording at the Hop Stop?
No.
No?
I thought about recording this past weekend, but then my – like, I'm such a –
well, that's your home club, the joke joint. I would think that would
yeah,
be –
yeah, but I when I tell you guys on Monday that I didn't expect that to happen in a million years, I really didn't think that many people would come to a show. I had no, so I was, I did record it, but I wasn't prepared to do an album recording. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm a ways from that, I think. I do eventually want to record an album to be able to sell it and stuff, but I still think I'm a long ways from
Nick
that.
Nick actually wants one third of that, too.
Yeah, oh, probably.
Yeah, that's one third of anything.
Like, yeah.
Right?
Anything and
why
everything.
Why didn't I sign a contract before I
why
joined
didn't
the
we?
Show?
I don't know. I know you screwed up. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said he's coming out to the show tomorrow. He and the wifey. That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a ticket giveaway in the 3 o'clock hour. I promise.
Oh, okay. There you go. And someone who was clamoring for a giveaway is going to get one in the third hour of the show. Write that down. Third hour of the show.
That's
not
right.
Now.
The guy from Arcade Fire was the MVP of the game last year. Someone texted.
Because remember we you were know what? The, he's a
I
bigger
don't know who
dude,
the hell
longer
is that
hair.
Guy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Can actually play a little bit. Looks like the big, awkward center from Gonzaga a year ago.
Really?
Kind of, yeah. Without okay. Yeah, without as much of the beard. And speaking of Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman is out there during All-Star Weekend making the rounds. He was on First Take this morning with Stephen A. and Max and Molly. And then they had the Chuckster for an hour. And I did text Charles last night to ask your question about that game.
Yes, what'd he say?
And first of all, he was way off. He must have been drunk because he thought it was in the 80s. It was in 1992. And we could not pinpoint the actual game. And he was like, and just don't take offense to this. He calls me white boy. But he was like,
what?
He's
what?
Like, what? And I know it's shockingly not true. But he basically said, white boy, I was drunk. You think I remember that? So basically.
Well, good answer.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it goes. He doesn't remember unless there was like a playoff game.
Yeah. If this was Family Feud, we'd all be going, good answer, Charles.
I did
good
the
answer,
search,
good
too.
Answer.
I checked the Philadelphia Inquirer. I checked their archives. I was checking. I was like, somebody had, you know, like today's with Woj. Someone had to say a deal was basically consummated and then scratched off the table at the last minute between the Lakers and the Sixers. I couldn't find anything anywhere.
And you
then
Googled
you could just
it?
Go to the schedule. Yeah, I was Googling it. I was checking the actual newspapers. Everybody had the quotes from Jimmy Kimmel and the fact that he admitted to playing drunk in a game and why. but I could not get the actual pinpointed date of when they thought the trade was going down so that I could have checked it out.
Interesting. Well, somebody said, according to Barkley, yeah, he was almost dealt. Okay, that was February.
There's one in 2015 where he had told the story, and then
it was in 1992.
Nuts. Right. I got it down to the year. I couldn't get the actual when the rumor thought it was going to come to fruition and then what game that it possibly could have.
Okay. Well, I will do some more investigating because I really want to know. And before we go to the call, somebody said, what is a non-quesadilla, N-O-N? No, 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 no. It's a non-quesadilla made with non-bread, N-A-A-N.
I thought it was N-A-H-N. It's okay.
Yeah, it's non. That's a kind of bread. It's
right.
Almost
it's
like saying,
pita bread.
Yeah, it's like a pita, but it's really good. It's you know, it's flat. They make it flat. It looks like a quesadilla.
It is awesome.
It's just not made with tortillas. It's made with bread that's called non-bread. So,
and I'm a big fan, as you know.
Yes.
Taylor wants to get in here before the break. Taylor, what's up?
Taylor.
Hello.
Yo. Go ahead, man.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, man. I just want to say Mitch Hedberg is one of my all time favorites. If you ever watched that 70s show, he actually made like two appearances on there. I think working in the little hangout at the Hub on that 70s show, where he drops one liners.
I was never a big fan of the show, but I did know he did some TV here and there. But that's cool, man. I'm glad we got somebody that's one of your favorites, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'll play his Spotify here in my car just on repeat nonstop. He's hilarious.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Taylor. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, Hedberg has tons of fans. He's like one of the funniest guys most people have never heard of, if you don't know who Mitch Hedberg is, for real.
I was crushed that he's passed away.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are. It's sad. Wow. Barry, does Joel generally hate Charlie, or do they just playfully tease one another?
That would be playfully teasing. Charlie and I have known each other for 23, 24 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you change stations, you change addresses in terms of the city, but at the same time, I literally will go play softball with Charlie at some point. We have hooped in the past. I've known him forever, so yeah.
Okay.
There you have it.
There it is.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show, but right now I want to tell you, and guys, I'm telling you right now, seriously, take me up on this. Check out Falbo Brothers Pizzeria this weekend because they run specials just for people that listen to the show. They're going to do 15% off any order when you mention ESPN and or my name, and they're going to do specials that even aren't even on the menu because they want to take care of you, our listeners, and we want to make sure that you take care of them by going there because they are loyal supporters of the show. Falbo Brothers Pizzeria is located on Sweetwater Boulevard right off of Highway 59, and in my humble opinion, the best deep dish pizza that I've tasted in this city. I've tasted a lot of them. I know that there are a lot of people out there that love pizza, and who doesn't? Well, here's where you get the best New York-style thin crust and some outstanding Chicago-style deep dish pizza all at one location. Now, you can check out Falbo Brothers .com with a B-R-O-S for brothers. Or you can just go out and see them 59 Boulevard, 59 and Sweetwater Boulevard in Sugarland, or you can call 281-240-4779. All you do is mention whether you're online or on a phone call and you're calling them up and you mention ESPN and my name and they're going to start telling you what deals they can do. But this weekend alone, 15% off the crispy thin crust or the special deep dish and as well as other things that they have on the menu besides pizza. If pizza's not your thing or you want to add something to it, they have stuffed pizzas. They have mac and cheese. They have what they call the Tony Falboni, which is a huge salad option. They have hot subs like the Italian beef sandwich and their famous Falzones. Not calzones and cheese bread. It is fantastic. Falbo BROS, falbobrotherspizza.com, or just hit them up on the phone and make sure you order in advance because they do get busy. 281-240-4779. Tell them you listen to ESPN and Joel sent you by. They're going to take care of you really well. 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Okay, it's the halfway point as we come out for the second half. 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. If you've just tuned in, Mitch Hedberg is our comedian. You can hear him again at 3:15. As Barry has told you, a little background information on him. If you missed any of the previous segments, whether it be with Charlie Polillo, Coach Kelvin Sampson after the big win for U of H, or a lot of the other bantering back and forth and shenanigans that we like to do on this show, check the podcast out where you can catch up on what you missed. And if it's labeled correctly, you'll get some laughs and some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, and I'm tweeting out because people are texting and asking, well, what time does the show start and where can I get tickets? Are tickets still available? They're tweeting it as well. So I'm going to tweet out all the info. A link
Charlie
to the Facebook.
That, right?
No. I'm going to tweet out a link to the Facebook event that has the details on location and times and a link to the Eventbrite where you can buy tickets, because I would love to be able to give away 1,000 tickets like we did last time because we were doing giveaways every day. Can't do that this time. I've got
in the parking lot.
Yeah, I've got 2 tickets to give away and the rest you're going to have to buy if you want to come. But it's going to be fun. I'm telling you guys, the lineup is ridiculous. Dale Cheeseman's a badass. One of my favorite comics from the city of Houston. Trey Tutson will be one of those guys you probably hear about in 10 years nationally. And Ben Jackson is one of the funniest dudes to see live do comedy. He's upbeat. He's hilarious. So it's going to be a kick-ass show.
That's awesome.
So come. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Good stuff there. And you can keep tabs at Barry is Funny. And you've got a fan page.
I do, yeah. Everything on social media for me is at Barry is Funny, okay, including my website. So if you just go to Facebook at Barry is Funny, Twitter at Barry is Funny, Instagram at Barry is Funny, YouTube at Barry is Funny, and then my website is barryisfunny.com. It's all, I've made it easy. Like if you just, as long as you don't are stupid and spell Barry with an E.
And eventually,
and then I hate
when
you
they
and
get
I don't
to your
want
shows,
you to.
Then they'll go, Barry's Funny.
Yeah, well, we'll hope. But yeah, if you spell Barry with an E, I don't want you to come to a show anyway. So,
wow.
I thought about buying.
Well, Nick, you're out.
Do you know how many people spell Barry with an E, though? There's no dude named Barry that spells it B-E-R-R-Y. That's just not a thing.
We actually had a guest that spelled it with an E,
that
remember?
Guy's dumb. Maybe a last name. Sean
was
Barry.
Was that the guy that wrote the Astros book?
I think it was, but I'm trying to remember.
His
who
last
was.
Name was Barry or first?
No, his first name was Barry
with
an E.
With an E? That guy's dumb. Because Sean Barry, yeah, B-E-R-R-Y for a last name.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
But no self-respecting Barry is going to spell his name with an E as his first name.
You're acting like he made the choice.
I can prove that.
I mean, he might. Maybe he changed it. You don't know. Don't
well,
judge
that,
him.
Okay, then that is definitely dumb. Yeah. Like if it
I
was spelled Barry
point,
with an
though,
A.
Because Barry Warner spells it with an A, so then you need all the proof that you that he's a self-respected human being.
Barry Warner in that commercial.
He spells it with an A, so it has to be done right.
Okay.
Because if it was with an E, well, you know.
He would be right. Angry.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's angry anyway. All right, let's get Juan in here. He wants to talk a little bit more about comedy. What's up, Juan?
Hey, Barry, are you a professional enough comedian to take a little roasting?
Oh, boy.
Are you going to roast me right now, Juan?
Just, I heard you, I would assume you called me out to step up the funny. And so, have you heard of Stephen Wright?
Yes. I know who Stephen Wright is, yes.
Well, he and his comedy have something in common with your wife.
With my wife? Hold on, Juan. Here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
If you want to roast me, that's fine. But if you want to talk about my wife, I can give you my address, and we can handle it that way. Yeah, don't talk about my wife, dude. Don't. What's wrong with you, bro? Why would you even try? That's just... See, this is
that's the why that's a perfect example of like
taking things too far.
Exactly. I mean, I don't. Is that Steelers fan one?
My God, I don't know who it is.
I met Steelers fan one at Nick's place.
Yeah,
he's
Nick's
a nice
place.
Guy.
Yeah,
I don't know
you
who
can't,
it is.
You can't be doing that, man.
No, bro, that would be like calling and talking about somebody's kids. Like there's certain things
we
you
actually
don't
get
do.
The interns to do a better job of screening. Honestly.
If you wanted to roast me, I could. You can roast me all day long. You don't even know my wife, bro. Don't be trying to call up here and talking. Well, I almost cussed. Talk bleep
we
about
have,
my wife.
Let's
what
just
is
be
wrong
fair.
With
we
you?
Have, you know, we give you guys a lot of leeway, but we have boundaries too.
God, just you talk about people that take it too far. That's
I'm
like,
with you. If that's there's a certain there's one topic off limits, and if you want to go, and I mean go, then take your shot.
I mean, well, all right. I'm not going to say anything.
I did already. Yeah. I don't care. That's just BS.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to go over there if he said anything inappropriate. Because I've learned honestly from the Kevin McHale mistake. Because I remember a caller, the taxi cab
yes.
driver from Galveston,
yes.
made the comment about Kevin McHale's, you know,
sometimes
daughter who
you
passed
can
away.
Go too
right.
far.
Right. Right.
You have to know that there are certain boundaries with people. And for you to want to call me and roast me, that's one thing. But if you want to start talking about my family, my wife or whatever, dude, just have a little respect. That's just ridiculous.
No question.
Jesus.
About it.
All right. Tacky. We'll move on. Right. That's a great word for it. Tacky.
Yep. So keep it classy, Houston, will you? We appreciate you guys. You guys appreciate us, but appreciate our feelings too in the process because we do have them. I know it's shocking some days, but it is true.
Somebody said, my parents snuck me into his show, Mitch Hedberg's, back in like 2002 or 2003. I was only 16. One of the best nights of my life. I'm telling you, man, in this city, he was king at one point. Hedberg was. Big.
Again, it just kind of crushed me because I heard some of the stuff and Nick was doing some of the stuff and playing some of the stuff in the room. And I thought, well, I might want to go see this guy sometime. And then it's like, right. Wow, you got me there. I don't know if you meant to or not, but that got me because I was like, damn.
No, you should definitely, seriously, though, get one of his albums or just like, because you can get them like if you have Google Play or because like I have the Google Play like 10 bucks a month thing where you can listen to any songs you want for 10 bucks a month. And if they have, like, they'll have comedy albums on there. I didn't even look to see if they have his stuff on there, but they have it on Spotify. Like one of the callers said, he listens on Spotify. Definitely worth it. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's good stuff there. Nick, you can get it on Redbox as well. I think they still have some of his
Billy Gardell. Shows. You're never going to live that down for him.
You know what? If he is still in Redbox, that means he's badass. Okay?
Okay.
Just telling you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't do it, but when on Valentine's, I was like, all right, I've got the dinner. We in the past week, we looked through the movies to see if there was anything good to rent online. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I'll just swing by Redbox and get a movie for Valentine's. And I was like, I can't. I swear, if someone saw me,
can you imagine,
and recognized me at a Redbox, do you understand the hell I would have to put up with from both of you? I was like, I just can't do it.
Well,
now.
We realized, no by way. The way, that our listeners are great and they're loyal and they're narcs. There's no doubt about
they
it.
Are
they
narcs.
Are narcs because yeah. Dr. Dre is the worst.
He'll snitch on you.
El Jefe, they're picking on you. You need to get the podcast. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's your Dr. Dre?
No.
Your Dr. Dre is a sassy sassy receptionist.
You have a meeting in 7 minutes. Call her on line 4. Dr. Dre is on line 7, please. They just did that. They picked on you, El Jefe, and it was very nice.
Right now, El Jefe is tweeting to Dr. Dre. They're picking on you, bro.
Yeah, and they're working on a
check
gift.
The podcast.
I'm sure. Yes. All right. You know what some of our loyal people are? They're really good customers. They're also really good sponsors. American Wheel and Tire is one of those sponsors. They are doing a lot of great things. And yes, their name says Wheels and Tires, but they do so much more. But right now, you can just stop by at American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, where they have thousands of tires in stock. They have all the major brands. They have Michelin, Pirelli, BFG, Continental, and more. They also have private label tires that are going to save you up to 50% for a new set, depending on the exact size. They have 16 to 18-inch tires starting as low as $299 per set of four. 20-inch tires starting at $399 per set. All you got to do is call them, and they will save you money. If you need a set of tires now and you can't afford them yet, American Wheel and Tire has in-house credit, no credit check required. So you leave today with your tires, you pay for them later. That's the way they want to do business because they've been in business for 15 years. Mike and Tammy Gust have run a tip-top shop where they've been dedicated to keeping it real for the people of Houston, Texas. That means they're not going to try and screw you over by like some of the national name stores that deal with wheels and tires. They're not going to tell you that something's wrong with your car that's not, and they're going to be able to fix things before they replace things to try and save you money. That means if you have stock rims and tires and there's damage done, they can probably fix them before it's even time to consider replacing them. And if you need to replace them, they have the wheels and tires in their warehouse. They can do it the same day, and there's no extra fees for you to pay. It's just the way they do business. Check them out, too, because they've done some great things for a ton of cars, whether you're a pro athlete or just someone that wants an individually spruced up look to your vehicle. AmericanWheelAndTire.com has pictures of all the different cars that they've worked on with lift kits, Kevlar coating, lights, steps, all the different things they can do for your truck, your SUV, or your car. 290 and 34th Street outside the loop or AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through an FEF Friday right here on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Fred, AJ, Jong, The Blitz till 7. No need to do a single thing. Keep it right where you got it. And by the way, we got a lot of tweets last night, and then we got a lot of listeners chiming in that they download the app. They don't have to worry about signal issues. We keep telling you, but now is more important than ever before. Just download the app and it takes care of itself. That way we don't have to try and hear your complaints and try and get it done when we're not technically savvy with the tower and the signal. And you never have to miss a minute of the show. Just download the app and it takes care of itself.
The cool thing about the app too is that you can download it and then you can interact literally at the same time. So you can kind of veer away from the app, you know, get on Twitter, interact with Joel and Barry. And I think that's...
Or you.
Yeah, and I that's literally how I always do it. Like when I'm listening to another show, I'm being honest. I'll have the stream on, and then if I want to interact, and I've done that on Fred and AJ's show before. I was listening on the stream, and then I interacted on Twitter. You can do it all from your phone. So
and if your car is fancy, you can just connect your Bluetooth and stream it to the speakers in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't even have to have headphones in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's where you get one third of the billing, Nick.
That's right. Yeah. So NASCAR Johnny texted the show, said, Laura Ingraham says, shut up and talk only Trump's sports baseball, which I think he's referring to Laura Ingraham telling LeBron James and Kevin Durant, shut up and dribble.
Yep.
And if you didn't hear what happened, she came on her show and called out LeBron James and Kevin Durant for an article or a video that was published Thursday for Uninterrupted, which they talked about Trump and LeBron James said the climate is hot. The number one job in America, the appointed person, meaning Trump, is someone who doesn't understand the people and really doesn't give a bleep about the people. Durant echoed the sentiment saying this country is not run by a great coach, to which Laura Ingraham on her show, The Ingraham Angle, said that athletes weren't elected to be political office, so they should keep the political commentary to themselves. Must they run, this was her quote, must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach, so keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble. Now, here's, for me, here's the couple of problems that I have with it. One, and this was a point that a lot of people have made. Sure, there were millions of people that voted for Trump. There were also almost just as many millions that didn't, okay? So to act like everyone in this country voted for Trump is just false. Number two, what makes Laura Ingraham an expert on politics? Because she's got a big mouth and because she goes on Fox and talks politics? Anyone that lives in this country should be an expert on politics because it affects them directly. So anyone, including LeBron James and Kevin Durant, have a right to voice their opinion. Whether you agree with it or not, you can't tell someone to shut up. Who are you? What makes her...
Freedom of speech?
Yeah, but what makes her the political authority on everything politics in America? Nothing. You have a show. It's just like saying that it would be like, you know, us telling somebody, oh, shut up and don't talk sports. If you like sports, talk sports.
Well, but again, it's what makes America great, and you look at freedom of speech, you also look at using your platform.
That's a great choice of words, by the way.
Right. But at the same time, you use your platform. LeBron can use his platform just like someone in politics, or she can, or anybody else. And oh, by the way, Chris Long, Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, who has done a hell of a lot for his, including donating his entire salary this last year to underprivileged and to charities, got wind of all this and said, wait a minute. So now it's like an athlete can't talk politics. It's not allowed. Only she should be able to. He went down and sent a series of tweets that he said, I'll be replying with my own Twitter, a collage of your network allowing political commentary from a few folks. Are you telling me Kid Rock is more qualified to talk politics than LeBron James? And he went down and gave Kid Rock, actor John Voight, Ted Nugent, Bobby Knight, the ex-Indiana coach, Chuck Norris, gave all these different examples and said, hey, if they're able to talk and speak their mind and say whatever their political beliefs are, whether you agree to them or not, guess what? LeBron and KD can too.
Yeah, it's kind of like I got like my dumbass got into a debate yesterday on gun control, and I should have never. I started it on my Facebook page. I just posted a very simple comment. I should have known better. Because it's always going to end bad, right? When it comes to hot button issues like that. But you, if LeBron or KD were to come out in favor of Donald Trump, I have a feeling that Laura Ingraham wouldn't have minded at all. In fact, she probably would have quoted him, just like Long's point was. You've had all these celebrities on your show that are supposedly actors or sports figures that you're saying that these guys need to stay out of politics. How come they didn't? But if they were to come out and be pro-Trump, then it wouldn't have been a problem. And please don't save your text and your calls and your tweets, because I would be saying the same thing on the other side. If someone were to come out and say something negative about Obama and someone on CNN were to say, hey, why don't you just stick to chess? I would say that person has the right to say whatever they want about anyone they want. Everyone's affected by politics. That makes everybody's opinion valid.
Well, and his best, Chris Long's best way to wrap it all up too was he... And listen, I mean, his followers helped him out. She had Curt Schilling on, right?
Why don't you just stick to throwing baseballs, athlete,
right? Yeah. And he said exactly that. He said, so here's the thing. I can't stand Curt's views, but it's his right to speak them. The same people saying stick to sports and nodding their head when she spews her BS and are tuning in to listen to Curt just shut up and throw a baseball, said no Fox viewer ever. So if you're not going to tell Schilling just shut up and throw, don't tell those guys shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Somebody said, Barry, you moron. She worked for the Reagan administration. Oh, I'm sorry, idiot. That makes her an expert in politics because she had a job under Reagan? That, dude, everybody that votes, that lives in this country, has the right to talk and have an opinion on politics. That doesn't make anyone more qualified than the other. You can have an opinion. This has nothing about to do with the fact that she's got a show and that she should be able to talk politics, but nobody else can. God.
I mean, have you not that, listened to the show about that? How we feel, too? It's like people that call in to say they're a comedian, too.
That's my thing. This has nothing to do. It's like last night on my Facebook, I posted something very simple. All I said was, if you're unwilling to compromise on either side of the aisle, if you're unwilling to compromise or listen to the other side when it comes to gun control, you are the problem. Because there are people on one side that say, you're not taking my guns no matter what. And there are people on the other side that say, we should take all guns. No one should have the right to own a gun and the world would be safer. And if you're on either side of those and you're unwilling to listen and compromise, that's the problem nowadays. Nobody compromises. And so that turned into a big thing. But that's just like this. Every person that's liberal is going to be like, yeah, that's right, Barry and Joel, you tell them. And every person that's, you know, a staunch conservative is going to be like, those guys are liberal and they suck. That has nothing to do with it. The point is, why is she trying to stifling the fact that these two Americans have an opinion on America? Who cares that they're in sports?
You can say they're woke, you can say they're tuned in, but guess what? It's a lot better to have guys like that that know exactly what's going on in the world about them and can use a platform to be able to give another opinion than guys that are like, who's that? You know, why is everybody so fired up about this or that or the other thing? They're dialed in, they have an opinion too, and they should be heard just like anyone else.
And hey, Jose, I got your text. You can kiss my ass, bro. Just remember, we can look up numbers. I mean, I don't know if you're trying to be funny. I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but you're not.
Nope. All right, so we can touch on that. You on deck have, and again, I don't want to give them stage fright. But you have the...
This is going to be the worst.
The most ideal caller, if you have time.
We have time, but do you want to do it before the sponsorship?
It's a good question. Mike, you're going to have to hold because I don't want to muddle up a good sponsorship.
Do you want to do it now?
No, I don't. We're going to make Mike wait. I said White Mike. OU Mike is going to wait.
I missed that too. I didn't even notice.
White Mike is probably accurate.
It's true. White Mike. Well, sure. Well, we think. I can't verify.
We think White Mike is accurate.
Because the pictures he sent us, it might... But anyway, we can guess. Right now, I do want to tell you that with the All-Star break upon us, it's a great time to kind of sit back and think, hey, the Rockets are the number one team in the NBA. I really should catch this team before the playoffs start. Well, there's still time to do that. When they come out of the All-Star break, they're going to have two packages still available for you to where you can get five tickets to five games starting as low as $132. Not $132 a game. $132 gets you tickets to five upcoming Rockets games. There's two packages to choose from. The three-point package, which gets you a playoff rematch with the Spurs along with the Pistons with Blake Griffin, the Hawks, Suns, and Blazers, or the Slam Dunk Package, which gets you a matchup with the Clippers, along with the Pelicans, Bulls, Wizards, and the only H-Town visit this season from Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a scheduling quirk. They only play them once here in Houston. If you want to see OKC, get yourself that Slam Dunk Package, and it's a great package because, like I said, you get tickets to that game and four other games. $132 is where it starts. Five games to choose from that they have in these packages, three-point package and the Slam Dunk Package. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com or you call 713-627-DUNK, and you'll get a ticket representative who's going to walk you through the two plans. If that's what you want, you can upgrade from the $132 per ticket price for the five games, and you can go to lower levels and all the way around the arena. They'll tell you what's available, what those price ranges are, but no, regardless, you're going to get a great deal for five games. Take the family, take your friends, make it date night. It doesn't matter, but you can see the Rockets while you still can, because you know playoff tickets are going to be hard to come by. Here's a way that you not only get one of these packages, but you're going to get priority for the playoffs if you sign up for one of these packages. So buy a five-game package. And everybody else is going to be clamoring at the end of the season for playoff tickets. They'll call you first because you bought one of these deals. So check it out. The three-point package and the Slam Dunk package available only from the Rockets. Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.